Okay, five words for Parshas Achrimos, Kedoshim, Toshin Ayin Ches, I learned Shemin Tzchus Lila Nishmas, my wife's grandmother's Yortzit this week, Shendel Bas Yosef, she should be made Tzoshif Asim for all of Klai Yisrael, also for Rafur Shlema, for Baruch Tzvi, Berif Kavasya, Pesoch Shechol Yisrael. Parshas starts off, Tazayin Gimel, Bezos Yavon El Aron El HaKoydish, Habar Par, Ben Makar, Lechahatas, V'ayah L'Ola. With this Aron shall come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Rashi famously says that Bezois refers to the 410 years that the Beis Hamikdash stood. But Rav Zevin in the Torah L'Ma'adim, and I have to thank my good friend Dr. Belzon from here from Boca Raton, Rabbi Eli Belzon's brother. He told me this beautiful thought from Rav Zevin, La Torah L'Ma'adim, beautiful idea. He says that the Medrash says that Bezois, the Medrash says, refers to B'schus HaShabbos. So what does it mean that Aaron HaKohen came into the Mikdash with the B'schus of Shabbos? So Rav Zevin goes on to explain that, you know, Rashi tells us famously, actually in a few psukim later in Perek Tazayin Pasuk Hey, that the Kohen Gadol on the day of Yom Kippur he requires to go to tefillah, the mikvah, five times. He changes his clothes, and each time he goes to the mikvah, he changes his clothes. So Rav Zevin asks, I understand when you have to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to be able to go to the mikvah, but why do you have to every single time go to the mikvah when you come out? When you come out of the mikvah, when you come out of the Kodesh Kodashim, why do you also have to go to the mikvah? Well, I understand when you go into the Kodesh Kodashim, okay, because you're going to the Kodesh Kodashim. But you're going out of the Kodesh Kodashim, why do you have to also go to the mikvah? So he says an amazing idea. He says that at the end of the day, Kedusha is not only when we're experiencing Kedusha, Kedusha is actually bringing it into the Chol. It's bringing it into a person's life. So he says when Aaron HaKohen, when the Kohen Gadol would be in the base of Mikdash, it wasn't just experiencing the mikvah. The mikvah wasn't just for to go to the Kedusha. That was one level. But the higher level, says Rav Zevin, is also bringing the Kedusha out. So therefore, you have to go to the mikvah after also because of the whole essence to be able to bring the mikvah, to bring the Kedusha of Kodosh Kodashim outside of the Kodosh Kodashim. And that's what he says, that's what Bezos Yavon he came with this chus of Shabbos, the same idea that Shabbos brings Kedusha for the week. Aaron brought the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kodashim back outside the Kodesh Kodashim. That's where actually Rav Schwab has a very similar idea in Shir HaShirim. Dafka, why is it by Sholosh Regalim and his parish on Sefer Ma'an Beis Shoeva writes in the back, Rabbi Razer quoted this idea. He says, why is it that when Klai Sobot was all irregular, they had to take their shoes off? You think you want to leave your shoes on to be able to bring the Kedusha inside? So he says, Rav Schwab said, no. The whole idea is when you step back into your shoes to be able to bring the Kedusha back to your families, back at home, to your family and friends who didn't make the trip to Yerushalayim, that's the Kedusha. Beautiful idea from Rav Zevin and Rav Schwab. Moving on to our idea number two. Idea number two is Pasuk Tezayin, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So, you know, we talked all about the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And one of the things about of Yom Kippur we know about is Vidui. And Aaron shall lean it, should do smicha on the two heads upon the living of the goat. And what should he do? He should do vidui upon all the sins of Klal Yisrael. So the Chida asks a very beautiful question. Chida quoted by the Sefer Ol Aryeh. Says we know the Mefarshim say, we know that Dibor can't come and try to, and wipe out an action. Right? We know action is the highest level. Right, the halachic status of speech, can't come be mevatel of one's action. So how is it that just having regret, vidui, saying your sins, like one of the integral things that we do on Yom Kippur, how is it Aaron HaKohen gaining atonement by just saying what we did wrong? Hashanah Magana Gazano. So the Chidas is an amazing thing. So Chadosh Baruch Hu makes the Baal Tshuva a Beri Chadasha. When a person does vidui, and a person does charata, and a person takes upon himself the appropriate steps that he won't sin in the future, specifically through vidui, you become a beri chadasha, you become a new creation. So lo asidiba mavata asay, that halachic status doesn't apply because you're talking about a new person. Right? Usually, when you're talking about a certain person, a speech can't justify an act. Once an act is done, the act is done. You can't say, I'm sorry. But if it's a new person, if a person does tshuva in a real way, there's no ma'isa there. It's like you're wiping it out. It's like my friend from Meir Sharm, he sits there and he always collects money right by Uri's pizza. He has a beard, and there are a lot of pizza people in Uri's, but about collecting money in Meir Sharm. And everyone knows he's very famous. He sits there and he told me, what's tshuva? Just imagine going on a video camera, dropping a glass, and glass shattering into all pieces. And tshuva is, when you go back to that scene in the movie, The glass never fell. He says, that's what the Chida says. So that's what vidui does. Vidui and all the steps of tshuva makes a person to bury chadasha. Beautiful idea from the Chida. Moving on now to Parshas Kedoshim. You know the famous hadith, Ametz Machlokas, Kedoshim Tiyu, in Rashi and the Rabban, and how to be holy. Rashi says, have a prushim in Arayas, to be removed from Arayas, removed from inappropriate and usher relationships. The Ramban says no. Ramban says a person has to be can't be a novel bereshis Torah. How do you be holy? You have to be holy in the mutter things in one's life. A person's allowed to eat. A person's allowed to have to drink. But how do you drink? How much do you drink? How much do you eat? That's why a person becomes holy. The Parcha Yitzchak of Bayan, Rav Biederman quotes, not the Parcha Yitzchak of Rav Hunter, but the Parcha Yitzchak of Bayan. The Bayan Rebbe says we know the famous principle in halacha: Ein kiddush el b'makom suda. Right, you have to make kiddush where you eat. But says the Bayan Rebbe, no, in Kiddush El Makom Suda means the number one place of Kiddush, of Kedusha, is when you eat. Is El Makom Suda. How are you eating? How is your Bracha Rishona? Do you have Kavana? You saying your Dvar Torah at the table. You're being Mala your table into the Shulchan, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. In Kiddush El Makom Suda means the number one way to have Kiddush in your life is Makom Suda, is when you eat. And that's why the Rav Aaron of Belz, Rav Biederman actually quotes this as well. He says, why is it that, he says that in an Ala Micha, why do we say the reference Bidusha V'Tahara, but in holiness and with purity, but we don't mention that in benching, Bidusha V'Tahara, says Rav Aaron of Belz, because we always think when it comes to benching is Doraisa, Ala Micha, maybe not be Doraisa. So Chazal specifically wanted to make sure that even for a snack, we may be snacking away the whole day, pretzels, cookies, whatever it is, piece of cake, we have to make sure we don't have Bidusha, but Tahara. And that's why specifically it's in Ala Michya and not in Bench, to make sure that we take every bracha, and specifically Mizonos, that's not a Berchas HaMazon, and we might think that maybe it's a lower level. No, Bidusha V'Tahara has to be done in holiness and in purity. Beautiful idea from the Machlokas of Rashi and Bam, the Pach Yitzchak of Bayan, and Kitchb Elam HaMakom Suda, and Rav Aaron of Belz. Finally, the fourth idea comes on the Pasuk, Lifnei Iver, Lo Sitei Mechshol, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yudalad. So Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful idea on Lifnei Iver. So he says that, you know, the whole sugi of Lifnei Iver, Pesachim Chav Beis Amad Beis, Kiddushin Amad Beis Amad Alf. Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik asked the question, what if a person actually puts a stone in front of a blind person, right? Because we know in all Chazal, Lifnei Iver really applies to a person. You can't give someone a bad advice. You can't give someone bad advice or you can't tell someone careless things. But what actually, if you actually do Lifnei Iver, you actually put a stone in front of a blind person, are you over in any Isser? Because according to Sefer Achinuch and the Rambam, they both say it's a lav she'in b'maisa lifnei iver, so maybe there'll be no malchus. It might look like it's totally no good. Right? According to the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch, the Rav says it could be that they wouldn't get it because it's a lav she'in b'maisa. But at the end of the day, how could you not do something so terrible? How would you not get punished? So says the Rav, such a beautiful idea. He says the act of placing a stone in front of a blind person is such a malicious and a monstrous and such a cruel act. The Torah is not talking to people like that. Because someone who's going to do that, you have to look into their Yiddishkeit. Because we know one of the main traits of a Jew is to be caring, to be gomei chasodim, to be have a little busha. Someone who's putting a rocket in front of a blind person, of course the Torah is not talking to them, because a Jew is higher than that. So at the end of the day, says the Rav, a Jew, the Pasuk is not referring to someone who just puts a stone in front of a blind person, because no right, no human being, especially a Jew, would do that. And if a person would do that, you have to question his Yiddishkeit. Just shows you how special a Jewish neshama is, and how important it is. At the end of the day, we make sure that we act like banim. We don't act like a banim. Even though the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Gemara and Kiddushin, Lamed Vav Amad Aleph, that even right, mikach mikach nikra banim, we have to make sure to be able to act like Jews. And finally, the fifth and final idea, that Darchei Musar, Rav Naiman, Shiva Petach Tikva, writes on Perak Yutes Pasuk Ches, the famous ideas, Ba'at Lerecha Kamocha, should love your friend like yourself. Before we get to Rav Naaman's idea, the Sasemis has a beautiful idea, to maybe connect it to Svir a little bit. Sasemis says, Ba'at Lerecha Kamocha, you should love your friend like yourself. Says the Sasemis, before you love others, first you have to love yourself. You have to have good feelings about yourself. If you have self-confidence about yourself, if you have good feelings about yourself, then you can care about others. But before you care about others, first you have to love yourself. Beautiful idea from the Tzvas Emes. But Rav Naaman takes it one step further, and he talks about, he quotes the Gemara in Brachas on Chavchas Amad Beis. Rabbi Elazar came in. Rabbi Elazar was on his deathbed, and his students came to visit him. And they said, Rabbeinu, teach us something that we can get Olam Haba. And he said, you should be careful with the honor of your friends. And they said, that's it. And they said, at the end of the day, then that's actually different. The different Tana. See, the Rabbi Elazar says, "Armel hem hizhar b'chaver chavercha." Be careful about giving the honor of your friends. And he writes an amazing Rav Dir, Rav Naiman. Rav Naiman says that a person thinks that he has to be doing crazy things all the day, every single day, be able to learn in Torah a million times and fasting and this and that. No, becoming a big person, Rabbi Elazar was saying, is in the simple things. At the end of the day, you want to know how to come holy, how to come closer to the Baruch Hashem? It's a Dvarm Pshutim. It's how you act simply. Act like Rav Moshe Feinstein. To act when like Rav Moshe was leaving the door, was leaving his apartment building once, and someone held the door open for him. The next day, he was walking in the same time, and he made sure to be able to return the favor. The stories of the Gedolim, how they treated every little action, specifically Ben Adam L'Chaver, was so special. But that's what Rabbi Elazar says Rav Naiman. Rabbi Elazar was telling his students, you want to get Olam Haba? Make sure you understand that every act, every word, every smile, especially now during Sfira, you have to make sure to be so careful, be able to use it, and to be able to mal it, and be able to look at it as opportunities, not just opportunities, but mitzmamash olam hava. As we know also from the famous, the Gemara says, that Eliyahu Navi was going around telling people, different people who are going to get olam hava. So one of the Tanam asked Rabbi Eliyahu, why is he going to get? Because he said, Eliyahu Navi said, because he makes people laugh, he makes jokes, he makes cracks, he makes people feel besimcha. All right, let's just chaz these five ideas. Rav Zevin said, what is bezos yavo aron? Bezos is bezchus haShabbos, the Midrash says. So Rav Zevin asks, at the end of the day, Rashi says you have to, the Kohen Gadol has to change his clothes five times. I understand going into the Kodesh Kodeshim and for the mikvah and changing the clothes. But why after Kodesh Kodeshim you have to put on your mikvah, you have to go to the mikvah? Because the Iker times of Rav Zevin is to take the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kodeshim and be able to bring it in back into your life. And that's the Zchus HaShabbos. The same way that Kodesh Kodashim, Aaron brings the Kedusha of Kodesh Kodashim back into his life, back to the Jews. Shabbos brings Kedusha back into our lives. And that's the whole idea. Rav Schwab says that we take off our shoes, Hashol Shagolim, and we're supposed to go take our shoes back, take the Kedusha back to our families, back outside Yerushalayim. And that's what Shabbos is, to be able to bring the Kedusha back into the week. The Chidah says, how is it that that Dibur is Mevata Asay? Don't we have a halacha principle? Lasi Dibur Mevata Asay. So how is it that Vidui actually works? Says that the Chidah, beautiful idea, quoted in the Sefer Ol Aryeh, that when a Jew says Vidui and he does Chorata and he does all the steps of Tshuva, becomes a Beri Chadasha. So it's not Lasi Dibur Mevata Asay. Dibur is not Mevata Asay. It's Dibur is there. There's no Asay there because a person does Tshuva, it's a Beri Chadasha. You're doing Vidui, you're saying what you did wrong. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're good to go, if it's in a sincere, genuine way. Parshas Kedoshim now. Femes HaMachlokas, how to be Kedosh. Rashi says, how to be Parshas Marayas. And Ramban says, no, specifically in mutter things, in allowed things, in things that you're allowed, you have to be careful, have to be holy. Pach Yitzchak V'Bayan, Rabbeinu, because in Kedosh El B'Machom Suda, doesn't only apply, you have to make Kiddush wherever you eat. And in Kiddush El B'Machom Suda means that how do you become holy? Dafka in the places where you eat. How you bench. How you say Dvar Torah. You make sure to have Torah thoughts, as the Sforim say, when you're eating, to be able to think of Torah. Rav Aaron of Bel says that Bekdusha B'Tahara is only said on Al Micha, because to make sure, don't think that Al Micha is on any lower status than benching, just because benching might be Daraisa, and maybe Al Micha might be also Daraisa, but maybe the Al Micha has happened more often, but to make sure it's done in holiness and purity. Rav Salvechik, the fourth idea, Lifnei Iver Lo Siti Mechshol, does it have a punishment for actually if someone would put a stone in front of a blind person? Says the Rav, at the end of the day, even though it might not be Lav She'im Ma'isei, maybe you think that you wouldn't get Malchus. You wouldn't get Malchus. Says the Rav, you can't take, it's not that you can't, and Chas Hashem, take the little pshat, because if someone is doing this, you have to question his Judaism, because no human being, the right person, no Jew would do this. And if he would do it, says the Rav, you have to question his status. The Torah says the Rav is only talking to Jews. You have to make sure, you have to act like Ben, you have to act like a son, be able to make sure that we act like the prince. And finally, the fifth and final idea, the Darchei Moser and the Sfas Emes first says, before you love your others, you have to first have to love yourself. You have to have positive thoughts about yourself, then you can have positive thoughts about others. Usually people that talk about others have negative thoughts about themselves. So if the person has to work on their confidence, to work on their positive comments about themselves, and then they can have positive things about others. But Rav Naiman, the Darchei Moser, says in Gemara and Brachos that they came to Rabbi Elazar on his deathbed and said, "How are we going to get to Olam Haba?" And he said, "He's Har B'Chavu Chavreichem." Says Rav Naiman, he's teaching him, you want to get to Olam Haba? You want to come a tzaddik, a holy person? It's dafka in the simple things, in the simple actions, how you act with each other, a smile, holding the door, whatever it is, going above and beyond a Ben Adam L'Chavero, that is how a person becomes a Ben Olam Haba. We should be zochav Ezer Shem to be able to take the Kedusha of Shabbos, to take the Kedusha of Torah, to take the Kedusha of Tefillah, Chesed, wherever we go. The Kedusha is not something that we just do once. We take the Kedusha of every mitzvah, we take it with us. And as the Chidah said, become a new person every single time we do tshuva, to be able to have tremendous Kedusha and how we eat and how we drink, be able to make sure that we understand that we represent Kodesh Baruch Hu's people. As the Rav said, we have to act like Yidden, act like Jews, dress like Jews, talk like Jews, and Chas V'Shalom to not act like that, because then Chas V'Shalom we have to question our Yiddishkeit. We have to make sure that we know who we're representing, and if Chas V'Shalom we're not acting the right way, the Rav says we have to question their Yiddishkeit. And finally, the fifth and final idea: to love your friend like yourself, to care about yourself, then care about others. To also understand that Galus becomes dafka in the details and the small things. Shem bless us now in these weeks of Sfiras Omer to be able to work on Ben Adam Malcolm, and also obviously Ben Adam Lachavera as well. Shkoich.